Shoshai Moshe and the Neil Rivka Moshe Israelis from Anachem or Moshe, Bishlus for Shalom and Chaim Moshe by Melka, and Bracha Basar Melka, Mat Yitzchak Ben, Begaldin, it's Bishlus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simon Reish Chav Gimel. We'll finish up the Simon today. We're talking about over here in the Alachas of Birchas Shechianu, and we are up to Sif Vav, the last Sif in the Simon. So till now, we mentioned you make Shechianu if you get if you buy yourself something that gives you great joy, something that you generally wouldn't buy yourself. Maybe you save up money and it's very meaningful, and how it really depends on the person. Depending if it's one thing that might be exciting to you, may not be exciting to the next person. Same thing if you got an expensive gift, you would make a Shechianu. Says the Mechaber Sivav, al davar she'enei chashev kol kach, something that's not so chashev, kigoin Chalak, a shirt, a menalim, or shoes, van pilois. There's these shoes that used to cover up the foot, like riding shoes or something like that. Ein levar chalem, you don't make a bracha. Be'im hu ani, b'sameach b'hem. If the person is chas v'shalom very poor, and even this regular, what to most people is a regular item, you would make a shechianu, yivarach, he makes the bracha. Says Rima. Yes, I remember. However, that those agree that fili ani, afilu ani, ain't a mevarach chalak menalan kedaimis. Something that most people are completely not doesn't create any simcha, right? So a homeless guy buys himself a pair of socks might be a big simcha to him. However, since majority of people don't really feel anything, therefore you don't make a bracha. But hey, nehagin haminig. Okay, here is a very interesting minig. We have a slight tweak on it, and I think most people don't really know what the tweak is, and it's interesting to see this inside. Haminig loyma lamisha loyvish begish chadish, a somebody who acquires a new beged, tivala vitis chadish. What is the literal taicha of that? Tivala, it should get worn out, vitis chadish, and you should buy yourself another one. What does that mean, right? Why am I, guy buys himself a new suit? I tell him, I vinci on that it should get worn out, it should become shiny, and you have to buy yourself another one. At the chadish, you should have to buy yourself another one. In Yiddish, the old babas, when he used to buy somebody, especially somebody got married, or in general, if somebody bought themselves a new set of dishes, a new set of glasses, they would tell themselves, "Sabrechin gezintahait." You should break it gezintahait. What was that bracha? You should break it. And the truth is, that's exactly the way he's saying it. It is. If somebody buys himself a new suit and chas v'shalom he gets sick or he passes away, he never gets to wear it out. He never gets worn out. So when somebody buys themselves a new suit or they get themselves some new dishes, you say, "Sabrechin gezintahait." That means that you had time to use it, and you had guests, and you had children, and they dropped the dishes. It's a good bracha when you buy something and it gets worn out. That means you had the ability to utilize it, you had the ability to wear it, and therefore, tevala v'tis chadish. Now, we're used to anytime somebody gets themselves something new, we always say tis chadish, which we always thought meant, oh, you got something new. But the actual taicha of the word, it tis chadish, means you should have to refresh it, you should have to get another one, and this is where it comes from. You're actually giving them a blessing that it should your 3 years of Yikali should run out quickly, and you should have to get yourself another car. Yeshmi, so that's where the tevalo v'tis chadish, so brechning is in tahait, tis chadish, that's all where it come from. You want to really, you know, now that we know what it means, you're really giving the person a bracha. You're giving a person a bracha. They should have the kayach, the health, and the ability to be able to utilize this object that they just bought. Yes, mi shekasev. There are those who say shein loyma kein al menolam abigodam anasimi oirish al behemet. There are those who say that if it's made from animal skin, you shouldn't do it. Im kein ha yitzricha lahamis behema acheres tchilish at the chadish shemani beged acher. So someone buys himself a new leather jacket, you shouldn't tell them to schadish because you're telling them the jacket should get worn out, which means another animal will have to get killed in order to do this. Except the racham of kal masav, Hashem has rachmanis enechanam, and the animals were created to serve us, and they were created so that we should be able to get leather and food and so on and so forth. But you don't give a bracha that another animal should have to get killed. However, v'hinei atam cholish ma'id, it's a very weak reason. Okay, so the Rama was clearly not a card-carrying member of PETA. He says that's the whole purpose animals were created. Those who don't say it, but basically what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with telling someone to schadish even on something that has leather in it, because on the contrary, that's why the animal was created. The animal was created in order to serve us. Let's see the Mishaburuk. These are the kind of things that you don't make a shechayonu on. You buy yourself a new pot. Big deal. Right? Now, if you bought yourself the latest set of Gordon Ramsay's cookware that was thousands of dollars and it was something that you really, really wanted to get, you buy yourself a set of Wusshof knives for $2,000 to $3,000. Of course, you can make a Shechayonu on it. But you buy another Victorinox for Erev Rosh Hashanah to buy a knife on Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's not something that we make a Shechayonu on. Yes, I mean, I feel only that so to say, a poor person is something that the majority of people are not moved by it. They should not make a Shechayonu. Right, so remember we said Shechayonu, the chi of Shechayonu is on something that comes periodically. Pesach comes once a year, we make Shechayonu. Rosh Hashanah once a year, we make Shechayonu. That's the ikur chiyuv, that's the ikur takana of the Shechayonu. So something that you buy yourself regularly, undershirts, right? So big deal, you buy yourself all the time. It's not similar to something that's bo mizman mizman. Therefore, there's no Shechayonu on that at all. The stamina other, they get it whenever, as soon as it gets worn out, you buy yourself another one. Something that people regularly buy. There's no, it doesn't apply the bracha of Shechayanu that I got to this time. The that is the, he said that the minig is not, that even an ani should not make a Shechayanu on these kind of items. Says the Mishabura, I am going to burn be a grosha, red vaz machriel oni lavarth. Rajas says an oni could make a bracha of its specialty. I am Pimagan, but Khan Chapas Lamaisi, a shunig, a fila oni lo yavarth, a kalem shayn chashum kailu. That even a poor person, even though for that particular person it was a special purchase that made him or her besimcha, they should not make the bracha. Behema, that you might have to kill an animal for it. Afilu tameya, even if it means killing a non-kosher animal. Afilu minacha raksha tofa tachtav. Whereas behema, those who have a meaning not to say the val of it is chadish on something that decay, that contains leather. It's even if it contains leather that are that is a minor part of the beged. They have meaning. Some people have a meaning not to say tevala v'tischadish. Okay. Let's start some Reish Chaf Dalet. It says the Mechaber, Dini brachas pratius, Ubayid Gimel. See if I'm going to go into some other brachas over here. Haraya Makulis. Makulis Avodah Zarah. We'll see, the real name of the Avodah Zarah is not Makulis. That was a name that Chacham gave to it. It's a derogatory name. Oishar Oivig, because you're not supposed to refer to, you're not supposed to even say the name of an Avodah Zarah, and even if it's a, even if, and certainly not a name in Avodah Zarah that was given as a, that the Goyim gave to the Avodah Zarah as a compliment. So you shouldn't say that name. So therefore, they called this Avodah Zarah Markulis. Oy Shara Avodah Kechavim or other Avodah Zarah. Oyma, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Likenu Melech Olam. Shenosan Erech HaPrayim Lever at Sinai, that Hashem has patience. And even though these people are out there by the Zarah, Hashem did not just strike them with lightning and get rid of them. You see it once every 30 days, and this is going to affect the halacha today. If you see it once every 30, if less than 30 days apart, you would not make another bracha on it. Says Rama, v'idna, and nowadays, we don't make this bracha at all. We are in Golas, and therefore we tend to see these avodah zarahs all the time. Perhaps one day we see one kind of avodah zarah, another time we see another base tifla. We see these all the time, and therefore we don't make this bracha. So, and since we it's always as we've seen it within 30 days. Let's see the Mishabura Makulis here avodah galilim. This is a kind of avodah zarah. The way they serve it. Mara brings this down. They would make a pile of stones in front of it was stacked up in a certain way, and then you would take other stones and you would fling the stones at the Avodah Zarah. Ushma atzma kilos, says the Mishnah Berurah. The real name of this Avodah Zarah is kilos, which means to praise, right? Ubitnei sha'asa lahasker avodah gelulim bishma. We're not allowed to mention the Avodah Zarah by name. Lekach kinu b'shem kulis, right? Lag v'kelis, which means that it's degrading. It's sad. Umar hu chilof b'lshon arami. Mar means to reverse. So they call it praise. We call it the opposite of praise. Ukarishi hu chilof kilos. That's the definition. That's why the Chachamim gave it this name. Aishar avodes gilulim. Afilo beis avodes gilulim. Even seeing the house of an avodah zarah, you would make this bracha. Bach perish dafkik shorayis v'goli. The Bach disagrees. He says you actually have to see the statue of the avodah zarah. However, we constantly see the version of Avodah Zarah. Even if you travel to another city, so this is not the one you've seen in the last 30 days, you still don't make a bracha. Cave in the Ra'as means that you saw this type within 30 days. You have a child who becomes bar mitzvah, so maybe on the day of his bar mitzvah, up until today, he didn't have a chiyuv of this bracha. So we can't make this bracha because we see it constantly. But maybe the child could say this bracha. Kevin Sharayah Spikat Nusai, since he saw it as a child, it's not, you don't look at it as he didn't see it in 30 days. He just didn't have a chiyuv of a bracha then, but he still saw it. The El Yerabba writes another chiddush. Even if you did not see it, most of the people in the world are living amongst these Avodah Zarahs, so therefore we no longer have this bracha. It's a very interesting chiddush of the El Yerabba, that since majority of people would not be able to say this bracha, we don't say it anymore. The Bach writes in the name of the Eshkel. You should not go see the gathering of the Kutim. They're singing. Or their parties, right? So you shouldn't go to see a party of these Avodah Zarah. What now? How is a yid supposed to react when he hears them partying? You should be pained by it. It should hurt you. It should make you groan. That look, these goyim are out there celebrating the Avodah Zarah. They're having a good time, and we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. We don't have Yerushalayim. V'spala Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when you hear this, it should bring you to Davin for the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Isav Gemara, that filo ha'iluch l'knigayis l'torah shal Yisrael, even if it's Klal Yisrael, Jews are having a good time, Hareza Moshev Leitzim, this is Moshev Leitzim, and it's not something that you should do. He brings down over here from others that even on Purim, we have to be very careful. If it's a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, people having a Sudas Purim and this Torah, so yes, we drink a little bit on Purim in order, but if it's just a gathering of just drinking and just pottering, that's Moshev Leitzim, and it's not someplace that an Erlich Yid should go. Let's see Mechaber Sif Beis. Aroya Mokum Shenekar Mani Avodis Chavim. You see a place that the Avodah Zarah was torn out of there. Sometimes we get to see that. Imu Be'etz Yisrael, Loim Be'baruchat. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, Baruchat Hashem L'kenim El Chavim, She'oka Avodis Chavim, he uprooted the Avodah Zarah, Me'artzenu, from our land. Imu Chutz La'aretz, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, Oima, you say, She'oka Avodis Chavim, Mokum Azeh, that you uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place. Now both, so that was the first part of the bracha. So in Eretz Yisrael we say she'aka avodis kachavim eyartzenu. In Chutz Laaretz we say she'aka avodis kachavim mimakom hazeh. And then you add k'shem she'akartos mimakom hazeh. And just like you uprooted this avodah zarah from this place, kein takos mikol hamakomim v'hashav lev avodeihem lavdecha. You should uproot all the avodah zarah, and you should turn the hearts of those who serve the avodah zarah to serve you. As we know, lasud lavim, when Mashiach comes, even the goyim are going to recognize Hashem. Says the Ramah, what happens if you see an Avodah Zarah that was uprooted? The church was torn out, and the Avodah Zarah. But the reason they did it is because they moved to another location. You still make the bracha. Mavarka makam shenekra, the place that it got uprooted, shaka avodis kachavim. Makam shenasiu shlosham, the deer where it got built, shenasan erachapayim. Again, we don't make this bracha, but if we would make this bracha, you would make both brachas. Says the Mishaburim who bear Eretz Yisrael. Afilu rak mimakom echad. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah got uprooted from Eretz Yisrael lagamri. We know that unfortunately, all of Eretz Yisrael, you have churches and you have mosques, right? But even if you see only one of them uprooted, mosques is a separate discussion whether or not you would make this bracha or not, because they be'etzem don't have a Avodah Zarah. They just have their makom tefillah. So even if you only saw it uprooted in one place in Eretz Yisrael, you still make the bracha. This that you would make the bracha in the place that they rebuilt it, that chanas and erech apayim is only if you haven't seen it in 30 days. Obviously, as we learned in Sif Aleph. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem. We will continue with Sif Gimel tomorrow.